I wanted, I guess, a little bit to speak about the inyan of, Yonadim a little bit, because what we're saying. So he's speaking over here about Matan Torah. Lemaisa, one of the strange inyanim that's mishatif Matan Torah with Rosh Hashanah is that Shafris, which is the core of Rosh Hashanah, the Tria Shefa, when in the Shemoneh Esra, the whole perik of the chelik of Shafris talks about Matan Torah. Atin the glazan kvaydechal ham kotzer dabe imam, a shemay mishmat a koilam, and so on. And the description of Matan Torah, then the koilus of brokim aleim neglesa, we call shefa aleim hoifota, kakosu besar secha vivem shishim in base at baker, because the brokim on a covenant, and so forth. So the keilu that the koil shefa that we're talking about is the Matan Torah that call shefa. And it's something that is sort of, it's kind of strange why, yes, to happen to be one of the elements of Matan Torah was called Shefa. But to say that that's the introduction to it, I mean, you have the psukim of Tikkun B'Chodesh Shefa. So good, so that's a positive vim. But Lemaisa, to take Matan Torah as Shefa, which doesn't seem to have any shaykhs to our Shefa, why would we do that? So I think I'd like to talk about the following nekuda. We have two different koiches of two different koiches of gilui. We have Ria and we have Shmia. Those are the Ika ones. Te'ima and Reach are much less boilet. They don't. It's not. Doesn't relate to the same type of things. So you have Shmia and Re'ia. There are many differences between Shmia and Re'ia. But one of the differences that is special is, if let's say I see somebody, so mitzad echad, my tfis in the person is usually stronger than the Shmia. But there is nothing in the Re'ia that indicates that the person at all is interested in introducing himself to me. When I see something, the person who I'm seeing is passive. So he may even wish I'd never spotted him and would hope that I didn't notice him. He's not interested in having a cash with me. So whenever I have a perception, something of Re'ia, there's a clear perception of the person. But what I don't have over here is the perception, the idea that the person himself is reaching out to me. When there's koil, so I have the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reaching out to me, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person, we're talking about a person now, is wants me to notice. Somebody yells out to me, hey, so he wants me to notice him. So Shmia carries in itself, if someone else if someone else calls out to me, so then the simon is that he wants me to touch base. It's interesting in that sense. The koil is even more important than the dibur, because dibur, once I'm schmoozing with somebody, we're schmoozing. But the calling somebody is koil. When you yell to get somebody's attention, it says by Vayikra that before every dibur there was kadma kriya. So koil is a way in which I reach out to somebody and try to make that contact. So in koil, more than in dibur, there's a gilui that I want to have contact with the other person. The inyan, so the inyan of the Rebbein Shalom, so when a person learns about the Rebbein Shalom, when he learns about what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from him and so on, so the derech of Re'iyah is sort of like we said before, like before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, if somebody had good eyesight, he could look up Lamala and say, this is what a higher world is about, this is what a better world is about, and so on. I had no indication whatsoever that Rebbein Shalom is interested in me doing that. I could, it's Seicheldik maybe, I could deduce it, but it's certainly, there was no act mitzad Rebbein Shalom that demonstrated that. There are two times when it demonstrated, when it was demonstrated that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to reach out to us. One of them is Matan Torah, like he says over here, where Kadosh Baruch Hu came down to us. The coming down is the act that says, I'm interested in you, like the marshal we gave of somebody recruiting. And Brias HaOlam Be'etzem is that. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's Brias HaOlam is a moment when it's the greatest expression that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Tachtonim. While it's existing, there's no overt indication of it. But Brias HaOlam, the Maisa Bria itself is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Tachtonim, because what else did he create? That's what he created. So we have two moments when that Nekuda of a Gilui of a Ratzon that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is shayach to us, it wants us, that there's a rutzen elyon for tachton, are the two moments of Matan Torah and the moment of Brias HaOlam. Both of these have the gilui of shayfers, of koil. In Matan Torah, the gilui of shayfers is like that. This is what it says. It says, v'yibir mashlish v'yis ha'boikah v'yikoylus v'brokim v'anukov v'yikol shev chazik mo'id. And we say in the introduction to it, we say bekoilus abrokim aleim niglesa or bekol sheif aleim hoifota. In other words, it's through koilus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezgal himself to us, and it was mefiyah with the kol sheifa. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being megala himself to us, to being mefiyah. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu crossed into our awareness with Koilos and Kol Shefa. Those were moments of that. So that happened Matan Torah. In Brias HaOlam, it's a much stronger version of it, because the Etzem Bria of Adam expresses a Ratzon Tachtonim, and B'meila we have a... And B'meila Arava is called Shefa. It wasn't Shayach and Brias HaOlam Shefa. There was nobody to Shefa to. But the Etzem Maisa Brias HaOlam is a Maisa that would be equivalent to the Shefas of Har Sinai. I think this explains a lot. There's the you know, it says in the Torah says, and it's very famous in Chazal, that Rosh Hashanah is a combination of Gilu Berada. You have all the Yonim that people do to show that the Pachad Yom Hadin, and you show a Yontif. And it says, because we're Batuach, that we're going to be Zeicha B'din, and Mitzat Sheni, there's the Neira of the Din, and so on and so forth. So it's hard a little bit how to be Tefis that confidence. When a person goes ahead and takes a test, he's not always sure he's going to win, and so on. And Befrat, we express such Emes Adin. The Teretz is—it's a deep, much deeper shirish than that. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not cared whether people would be Zeicha B'din or not, then there wouldn't have been a Brias HaOlam. There's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. And there's no point in it. The fact that it created a world where he'll be where he will hold people accountable through din, it shows but that what he wants is people should be zeicha. And it also means that however you understand it, it's set up so that there'll be, so that we will be zeicha. The gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael and wants Adam Mechlal Yuso is Adarabba, because of the fact that he created Adam and asked that he accomplish something means that that's what he wants. There's no point to putting it down and just kind of leaving it and okay, if there'll be zecha, be zecha, not zecha. There's a tachlis in the Bria. So until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be megala in Bria's HaAdam, the rotzen for Adam, then we wouldn't have that. It's because in Bria's HaAdam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala a rotzen for Adam, that we have the understanding that somewhere along the line, the Zchiyah Bedin, I don't know if the right word is built into the system, but it's an objective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's the right way of saying it. That's a core objective that's nilad from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Tachtonim. This is much stronger than coming out of Tachtonim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tachtonim. It's a whole mitzvah of Tachtonim comes from there. So the when we talk about the Yom HaDin of being Bria's Adam, it's a, so yes, this is when Adam has to live up to Tzuris Adam, but there's also a gilir that Tzuris Adam is his rotzen, that he wants a Tzuris Adam. The whole metzias of all the titles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that is zokuk to a tachtoim is Malchus. All the other ones, Gibor, Neira, Chacham, the Mashal, I can be a Chacham even if nobody else is around. But it may not be meaningful, but it's still, so it's not, it doesn't really take on, doesn't become meaningful maybe, but it's there. So I can say if there's one person left in the world, I can call it Chachma, I call it Gibor, I call it whatever I want. Those titles have meaning to some degree. A melech is Kiyadua, like the famous speaker of Lezer, there's no melech b'li am. So the first gilui that there's a zika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, the gilui which is a zika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world is specifically this gilui of Malchus. The other Giluyim are desirable. L'mashal, if I'm a Gibor, I want to show it off to people. If I'm a Chacham, I there's a second stage that I want to show. So I came up with a Gevaldik Chiddush, and I'm enamored with the Chiddush, so now I'm looking for somebody to tell the Chiddush to. But that's secondary. A Melech without an Am is not a Melech, but Etzim. So and it's important to understand how to express it correctly. To express it as a lack in HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to be a melech, or and what all those things are not. That's, you can't say those things. But the one thing you can say is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to megala himself. That was his Ratzon. That's as far as we can figure out. That's where we start with. But in the Ratzon to be Megala, we're Mechalik between two Inyanim. The Ratzon to be Megala, other Midas, is a secondary Ratzon to Etzem Midah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Neira, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Chacham, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibor, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Toiv. All of those are Midas that exist, and they exist without anyone else. And there was a Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Megala it. Like the Lashon, you know, the Miderech HaToiv LaHeitiv. It's Miderech HaToiv LaHeitiv. I'm a Toiv before I was Meitiv. But as a Toiv, I have a desire to be Mashpia. So in all the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are there to be Megala, the Gilui and the Mida are really two separate stages. The one Mida where the Gilui itself is the core of the Midah, where the makabel of in Tachtonim is the absolute prerequisite for the Midah, is Malchus. In Malchus, without a there's no Malchus. The definition of Malchus is leading a group to become a bigger Metzias, and therefore it doesn't exist without it. So the Gilui, the Midah, which will be Megala on Rosh Hashanah, that is the Midah that is Dafka Shayach Tachtonim, is the Midah of Malchus. So when we express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah of Malchus, which is HaMelech HaMishpat, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech, this is the Midah that we express on Rosh Hashanah, that Midah is on the one hand, it's a certain his battles of ours, that everything we do is focused towards Malchus Yisbar. So yes, you have that nekuda of his battles, but you also have built in that nekuda a rotzen for the Am. Malchus expresses, I don't want to say the word need as much as a rotzen for the Am. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to express Malchus and wants to be Melech, then Bal Korchoch, that's in it. There is the Lashon and the Noilam, the Teren Kol Yetzir Nivra, Azay Melech Shma Nikra, that there was a Pchina Malchus before, but the partial understanding of it is it was Melech in potential. It was a Melech because there will be a Malchus. And Vachikichas Akoil, Levadi Yimlech Neira, those are things that they need the Hesper. The Pashas is that the Malchus is something that requires the Am, beside its Etzem Mitzias. So the Tkiya Shefa, Rosh Hashanah is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moifia to the Bria, Megala to the Bria, and that's the Etzem. It wasn't a chetimtza. It was that is the etzem mitzias of that day. The kol shofar is there when you awaken a person, means you call out to the person. It expresses an indication you want this person. Dibur can be in my das also. The maral speaks a lot about sechel yunis sechel dibri. Dibur is a formulation of my thought into a clearly articulated statement, and that could be pneumistic also. Person thinks of a svara, and then he sort of puts it into words, and he writes it. So that's a b'chinas dibur. But when I call out to somebody, koil is shayach dafka to the other. And therefore, in the day that is gili be'etzem, means that it's the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses the desire and the need for Tachtonim, and that the kli for it is Shofar. And so it's the one thing, as demanding as the day is, but that comes together with an indication that there's a rotzen. Just like if a yeshiva recruits you and tells you, you know, you should come to us, but you should know that our entrance exam is very rigorous. So even if the entrance exam is rigorous, but down bottom, they recruit me. They want me. So there's a sense of a rotzen, a pneumistic rotzen, to have me. It's not where I applied and I took the test. The test is very difficult, and I got in, didn't get in. Over there, there's absolutely no expression. The rotzen for me is only after I pass the test. Over here, the rotzen is before. It's something that comes before. And b'meila, it's the mokum yontiv in Rosh Hashanah is that gilui v'atav v'chartanu. Okay, we'll hold it here. Next week.
How does the shofar represents that?
Because the shofar is a kriya. It's a koil. The shofar does nothing as much as attract somebody's attention. So it's pure koil. So b'meila, the purpose of a shofar is to call out to somebody else, or call out to the person himself. Before it has, it's a wake-up call. When in a wake-up call, it's not even what you're trying to say, it's the fact that you're trying to get the person's attention. So that's the school in the Kairos of Shofar.
That's so in the beginning.
God? Sorry?
Oh, go ahead. I think he's going to say.
You can go ahead. Sorry.
In the beginning, the Maharal was saying that the relationship that Hashem came down to the world was expressed through Shavuos, but the truth is by Bria to Olam, so also that came with a tzivoy in terms of the Eitz Hadas and the Sheva Mitzvot, and there was the consequence of Mei Noach. So right. that relationship in terms of an interaction really existed. So by Shavuos was the addition in terms of like in B'chukotai Teilechu that it was a mitzvah of learning and appreciating Rosh Hashem, where the selection of the Jews like B'nei B'chayi Yisrael, or that there was mitzvah Aseh. Like in terms of the fundamental relationship aspect, so, what was actually added by Shavuot over
the fact that Klal Yisrael is the Amanifcher, that at this point, you know, the way the Ramchal explains it, that Betzim the world should have been just Adam. Adam was chayted, that fell apart, and therefore now Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bechira is in Klal Yisrael, and we play that role. So there's an expression of Bechira in Klal Yisrael.
I hear. So that becomes more of a, and like Shavuos almost becomes more of an extension of Briyas HaOlam, where we become primary. Like, even though the Ramchal tells that Avraham Avinu is stepping forward, but that's like an extension of that.
Avraham Avinu was the Shoresh that began the process. It would become Klal Yisrael